From K101, your undisputed Tri-State sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul and the bucket drop.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Indian Field House here in Shattuck, Oklahoma. Day two of the Shattuck shootout, and What more could you want than the two words I'm about to tell you, which is heated rivalry? We've got not one, but two doses of Shattuck and Laverne coming at you. And it starts with the ladies. It's right now, Sayre and Visine, the men's side, getting wrapped up. But Sayre's now cut this lead to two, which was a 12-point lead about 3 minutes ago. So we may be getting extra basketball here between Sayre and Visine before we send you off or get you into the Shattuck and Laverne ladies. It's going to start out with Shattuck Lady Indians coming in at 8-3. Laverne Lady Tigers coming in at 11-3. And both of them on a roll right now, playing maybe their best basketball as we speak. So we're going to have that for you. After this, we're going to come back and maybe we'll see if we can wrap this Sayre-Visine game up. But it's going to come down to the wire here, which is pretty par for the course, as we've seen here. We've seen a lot of good basketball games. We saw one last night. We're going to see some more. We'll get you updated on the goings-on and exactly what's happening here at the Shattuck Shootout coming up. But don't go anywhere. We've got two, not one, but two matchups between Laverne and Shattuck. Going to be rocking here at Indian Field House after this. It's a Round Ball Roundup and the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Back here in Shattuck, it's a 2-point lead for Visine over Sayre. We could maybe get a little bonus basketball here as Sayre going to go towards the hoop and the hoop and the harm on Clayton Mossberg. And what was a little bit ago looked like it was going to be Visine moving on to that championship round to play the winner of Laverne and Shattuck. Right now, with about 29.9 seconds left, as would have been an and one, and it looked like they're going to call a charge foul on Clayton Mossberg of Sayre. So this turned into a pretty good basketball game. It's a 2-point lead for Visine with 29.9 left on the clock. As we got rolling here, thought it was going to be all but wrapped up within the last minute before we came on the air, started going off. And a little bit to keep you updated on what else has been going on here at the Shattuck Shootout. Starting in the morning in the a.m. shift with the girls, the consolation bracket started off with the Sayre ladies in a narrow one over Visine, 43-42. knocking the Lady Indians down into the seventh place game. Sarah moving on to the fifth place game, and that one came down to the wire here early. That was the very first thing we saw this morning at the Shattuck Shootout. And then over on the boys' side, Shattuck's JV, or no, I'm sorry, Arnett and Boys City squared off. Boys City won big 56-35, dropping Arnett into the seventh place game. And then on the other side of the girls' bracket, Boys City took down Shattuck's JV 57-38. Both Shattuck JV teams, if you're just joining us, stepping in for Forgan, who was a last-minute withdrawal due to some illness at the Forgan school. So pretty much a lot of that going around lately, and then Forgan got dinged by it right before we came into this tournament. On the girls' side, in the seventh-place game, will be Visalia at Shattuck's JV tomorrow at 10 a.m. Fifth-place game, going to be Sayre taking on Boys City. And the last boys game, Balco beat Shattuck's JV 59-36, although Shattuck JV hung in that one for a while. It's now coming out of the wire here with 27.9 left. And Visalia just turned it over and gave Sayre the basketball right back. The Eagles have a chance here, down two, 27.9, to pull this one out. They've trailed for most of the game. We're going to get yet another timeout. So to continue what we were saying before, Boys City took down Arnett 56-35. Balco and Boys City going to square off for the fifth-place game. Arnett, Shattuck's JV going to be the seventh-place game tomorrow, 11:20. That seventh-place game, 2 o'clock, going to be the fifth-place game. And now to the games we're going to bring you tomorrow, the third-place and championship game. Starting with the ladies as Arnett, the eighth-ranked team in the state, 65-48, big winners over Balco. And Arnett looking sharp here, kind of cruising to the championship game, as they have not been close. Either of their games have not been close so far. And they will play in that championship game tomorrow night at 6. And the boys' side, one of these two teams is going to play. 18th-ranked Visalia now in a dogfight with Sayre, as it was back-and-forth game here earlier. And now Visalia came and ran out big there at the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. But Visalia went another scoring drought that's kind of plagued this Visalia team. They've had some big leads in some games. We saw them do it in Buffalo. We saw them do it in round one. They almost had an incident against Balco earlier where they let them kind of crawl back into it a little bit. So right now, they're fighting for their lives. Only a two-point lead. And Sayre with the basketball, 27.9 to go. So we're going to have Laverne and Shattuck. As soon as this one gets wrapped up, not sure how much time they're going to put on the clock, because they are running a little bit behind. For the warm-ups, both the girls ready to run the floor. They've been hanging out for a while now, watching the end of this one. So what looked like they were going to get on here pretty quickly is now going to be a lob in Sayre, and that's going to be Braden Richardson. The ball's on the ground, and Visalia comes away with it. He hit the ground hard, stolen, and taken to the rack, and a goaltend by Colt Merrick. And that shot is going to count, and Visalia now up 4 with 22.1 to go. The four-point lead from Sayre with a chance there to cut back into it. It looks like now 22 left. It's going to be hard for the Eagles to come back in this one. Right now, crossing the timeline, Walker Moeller just going to pull up for three. He's been the hot hand. Rebound by Clayton Mossberg. Tries to hoist it into the air while he's pushed to the ground. And he's going to hit the ground hard. And we'll have both these teams tomorrow, one way or the other. The loser's going to drop down to the third-place game. Winner is going to drop up, or move up, rather, to the championship match. Plains will be winner of the Laverne Shattuck game. And with 14.9 left, Mossberg hits the first free throw. Sayre refusing to die, really showing a lot of grit here in the fourth quarter are the Eagles. And once again, if you're just joining us, this is still the tail end of Visalia Sayre boys game. Shattuck and Laverne's girls going to be coming up right after this one. As Mossberg misses that one, just rolls out, hit every part of the rim on him. And now it's a three-point lead. Press on for Sayre. Visalia gets over to shove. Hard shove there on Cale Nelson. He's going to go to the free throw line. Shoot a couple. Chance to ice it here for Visalia. And once he does that, we'll take a break and then bring you right back in to Shattuck and Laverne here, 9.1 to go, 3-point lead. All he's got to do is hit one of them, and this thing will be over. It's Cale Nelson, the point guard for the Visalia Indians. Everybody else in his team has pulled back past half court, and the first one is up and down, and that's the only one he needed. That's going to do it. Looks like Visalia is going to move on, but not for lack of effort from Sayre, who was Visalia is the only ranked team on the boys' field coming into this one. Coach Haley's actually going to call timeout. 9.1 to go in his team up five because Nelson hit the other one. So we'll take a break. Come right back. By the time we get back in here, we should have both girls out here ready, both girls' teams out here getting ready to warm up. So don't leave us. We got a fantastic slate for you. Two rivalry games. It is going to be real loud in here. It's Laverne and Shattuck, not once, but twice coming up after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout and here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist and remedies and revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
In 2022, Oxfam will fight inequality to create a future of equal rights and equal treatment so that everyone can thrive, not just survive. At OxfamAmerica.org, learn how you can offer life-saving support to people experiencing crises right now while working to tackle the root causes of poverty and injustice for the long term. Together, let's make equality a reality at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Welcome back, everyone, here to Ellis County. The Shattuck Lady Indians taking the floor as the Vice side indeed wrap that up on the boys' side, 61-56. They move on to the title game. They will get the winner of Shattuck and Laverne. Loser will drop down there to play Sayre. But first, it's the girls' turn in a heated rivalry, to say the least. Only time these two teams have played this year, their first game, they're supposed to play the opener of the season. That one was canceled, possibly due to Laverne's football season going a little late, winning that state championship game, or who knows, it could be sickness. But either way, they didn't play that opener due to many, many factors, I'm sure. But they're here now, and this is might be the only shot, and for these seniors, maybe the only chance they get to see their rival this season, unless they meet in the postseason. But right now, it looks like this is the only one scheduled, and it is a very important one here in the semifinal of the Shattuck Shootout. Again, Arnett moving on a little bit earlier. Arnett probably the favorite on the girls' side of the bracket. Eighth-ranked team in the state have cruised to their first two, but the winner of this one's going to want a shot of the winner of that one. And it starts with the home team, the Shattuck Lady Indians at 8-3. Coach Alan Toon, his first season as the girls coach, former Visi boys coach and Arnett boys coach, and he's won a lot of basketball games. He's 56 all time. He's got over 355 boys wins, won the state title with Arnett in 2013, and he won 68 games with the Visi boys and took them to state a couple years ago, as well as he has multiple state appearances under his belt. And he has done a great job here early with an 8-3 Shattuck Lady Indians team. Lost a lot of scoring last year when Tegan Jones graduated, but they're trying to find it here with the return of what they hope to be a healthy Jenna Bay. We'll get to Jenna here in a little bit. He's assisted by Coach Brian Schoaf, who was previously the coach, the girls' coach, stepped away to focus on some administrative duties, but he's still at that bench. In his three seasons, he won 49 games as the girls' coach. He also has a state baseball title under his belt. So a lot of coaching experience, a lot of title experience. Also, Coach Drew Miller's assisting over there, the boys' coach as well. A lot of wins on that Shattuck bench, a lot of basketball wins over there. Not much different for the Laverne Lady Tigers, coming in 11-3. They've won 3 of 4, 6 of 8. They've won the Oil Center Classic. They've won the Laverne Tournament. They are on a roll in tournaments and have cruised here so far to the semifinals as they got a pretty tough one opener as last night, Visai kind of gave them all they could handle. 52-49, though. The Lady Tigers pulled that one out yesterday, and Shattuck moved on, beating Sayre 44-27, which brings them here. And those same Lady Tigers, led by Coach Brett Trippett, in his fifth season, 54 wins here, but 16 years of coaching at Forgan. Then they went 4 at Liberal, 9 at Forgan before that, 4 state appearances. And one is the head coach there when he was at Forgan the first time. Also, it's his 33rd year as a coach in all three of those places. And his calling card is pressure, and they're going to see a lot of it tonight. And it's going to be a lot of good players on the floor, a lot of candidates here for all-tournament team. And we're going to get a glimpse of them right after this. But if you're within a few blocks of here, you may want to put your earplugs in because it's about to get loud here in Shattuck Gymnasium here at Indian Fieldhouse. And we cannot wait for this one. It's going to be a rowdy, rowdy atmosphere. It's going to be a postseason-like atmosphere. It's the semifinals. It's Laverne and Shattuck coming up after this on the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Welcome back here to Indian Fieldhouse, the Taj Mahal, as it's affectionately known as, here in Shattuck. And it is a great facility for a basketball tournament, and as nonetheless the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout getting underway, as Laverne's never won this tournament. Shattuck has indeed won it. They won it officially, I believe, the 2017 Mackenzie Young, the MVP here. So they have won their own home tournament once, and they're looking to increase that role. They were a year ago finished a fourth, but they were in the Oil Center Classic. They had first and third the last couple years, but they this year were not at the Oil Center Classic, but they were fourth here a year ago and are looking for kind of get on track is really the story of the game. Is Shattuck had traditionally, due to some late football seasons, even for the girls and the guys, have kind of picked it up later in the season, and they're looking to do that this year, and it starts with Jenna Bay, who was the MVP of the Laverne Tournament in the Oil Center Classic in 2020. She tore her ACL here, and in 2021, she tore her labrum here. This has been a house of horrors for her, but she looked good in the opener. She's just coming back in the last week or so, 17 points in that opener. She got her coming off the bench, and I'm surprised she's not wrapped in bubble wrap because they're really going to need her scoring. It's a different team with her out there. This is a very good defensive team that sometimes struggles putting the ball in the hoop, and they're going to need Jenna to kind of step up and do some of that scoring. She's going to play with a right knee brace, and she's going to be one to look for tonight. Senior Emmy Swampson's the other one. The other senior on a team that may be the last time They get to face off against their rivals, the Laverne Tigers. So the seniors should be pretty dialed in tonight. This place is going to be rocking, and they're going to be feeding off that energy. These two schools not too far away. Plus, we got some people here from many other schools that were here for the Shattuck Shootout going to be in attendance tonight. Some other players you need to know. Whitley Cash, 12 points per game. She's been the MVP of two tournaments already. Laverne in the Oil Center Classic. She had 15 in the opener. She's still shooting it hot. And the other one you want to know, senior Nani Echevarria. She averages 7 rebounds a game. And whoever gets the most second chance points in this game, whoever gets the most rebounds, is going to go a long way towards winning this one. These are two good defensive teams. They're going to try to turn you over. Take care of the ball is going to be one of the keys. The other one's going to be control your emotions. It is going to be a raucous crowd. You're going to have to play under pressure and have a tournament feel. This will be a good tester and a good bellwether for just how much you are prepared for the postseason. So we're going to get ready here once this Oklahoma song's played and to get ready for the starting lineups after we get to the national anthem here from Indian Fieldhouse in Shattuck. Again, Shattuck and Laverne coming up right after this. We're going to get you to the national anthem, and then we're going to get our starting lineups and get ready to tip this thing off.
Sung by sophomore Caitlin Laverty and junior Emily Torres.
And there you have it, your national anthem from Shattuck. A couple Shattuck students. It sounds like Caitlin Laverty, Emily Torres, or Flores. I couldn't quite understand what he said. But either way, great job there. I apologize if I messed that last name up. But great job by those two young ladies singing the national anthem here in Shattuck. Getting things off to a good start here. And in your purple, starting out for the Laverne Tigers, number 5, Whitley Cash, the junior. Number 11, Caitlin Long, the junior. She can light it up as well. She'll be the point guard tonight. Presley Brown, another junior on this squad. Number 20, Macy Bentley, the junior. We'll see if she is going to start tonight. She was a little under the weather last night, gutted one out, and she's going to start because she's not going to miss this one for anything. And Nani Echevarria, the senior, number 25 for the Laverne Lady Tigers, is your other starter. And for Shattuck, as we get them lined up here, the student section now going to go put their hands out for this Shattuck Indians. Number 2, Sailor Bullard, the junior. Number 5, Ellery Woods, a junior. Number 12, Josie Oakley, a junior. A lot of juniors. Number 22, Cameron Bullard, another junior. A lot of these girls started last year. And number 23, Emmy Swanson, the one senior here. We mentioned her. And don't forget number 20, Jenna Bay, going to come off the bench tonight. And she played a lot of minutes in the last one. They're going to probably have her on some sort of a pitch count. And we'll just see how much they use her tonight offensively. But these are a lot of starters from a year ago, a lot of the same girls you saw in Shattuck. They only graduated one, and it was a good one. It was Tegan Jones. She's off the NOC Enid, and she dropped about 40 in a game here last year. That's a lot of scoring out the window, and that's going to be the key for Shattuck. Who helps Jenna Bay score? For Laverne, you got to stop second-chance points. It's got to be one and done. And for both of them, it's got to be handle the pressure here as we get ready to go. Communication's a key. It's going to be loud. Going to have to talk to each other. Here we go with the tip off. Shattuck going left to right. They're going to be in the white jerseys with the red numbers. Laverne in the purple with the white numbers going right to left. They're going to do it again. Laverne and Shattuck one more time. Chapter 1 this year. in the semifinals of the Shattuck Shootout. And Laverne wins the tip, and it goes back to Caitlin Long. Caitlin Long to Macy Bentley, back to Long on the wing. And Long quickly over to Whitley Cash for a quick three. That's going to bounce high, and a rebound to Echevarria. She's a good rebounder. That time she's going to try to take it to the rack. Shoves off with a foot. She's going to get called for a travel, but she could have got called for an offensive foul. She lowered that elbow down on the baseline. That's going to be a turnover for Laverne. Goes right back to the Lady Indians with 7:35 here early. Scoreless game. And taken up across now is going to be Cameron Bullard. Tries to get up to teammates. Poked away again by Laverne. And that pressure defense by Laverne really gives people fits. You got to take care of the ball. They can snap in and out of that pressure in a second. Right now, Sailor Bullard's going to inbound it. She's going to give it to Oakley. Oakley swings it around the wing all the way into the corner. And that's a ball fake there by Sailor. Back, they swing it all the way back around to Ellery Woods. Other side, Cameron Bullard. Back to Sailor on the wing. Flashing across is Swanson. They try to get her the basketball. She can't handle a pass, and it's a turnover. Laverne comes away with it, and back comes Presley Brown. Brown on the wing to Cash. Now back to the near wing. Shot fake by Long. Nowhere to go. She's probing the defense, looking for a crease. Tries to find one off the left hand. Shot wouldn't drop. She found it just enough room. Rebound Echevarria. Put back won't go. Rebound Bentley underneath, and a whistle. And second chance points, we said, would be huge right now. There was a couple cracks at it for Laverne. Couldn't get it to drop. That's going to be out of bounds, actually. They're not going to call a foul. That's going to be out of bounds on Shattuck and stay with Laverne, Lady Tigers. They're going to lob it up to Echevarria, top of the key. She gives it up to Caitlin Long, and Laverne resets. Still scoreless here, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Long driving kick, Bentley driving kick. Outside to Presley Brown for a three. It's going to bounce high, hit the rim twice, and nice box out and a rebound and a foul on the rebound. Rebound is Cameron Bullard, came away with it. That's going to be the first foul on Whitley Cash. First team foul on anybody. First team foul on Laverne. Pressure on here by the Lady Tigers here quickly. Trying to take it from Cameron Bullard. She's got to get it over the timeline. She's got Cash around her. They try to trap Bullard in the corner. She tried to throw it off Bentley, or couldn't get it done, and she gets it quickly ahead to Cash. Cash drives in, and she's fouled from behind. Pretty good foul there by Ellery Woods, because Whitley Cash was looking at it easy too. That's going to be the first foul on Shattuck. It was on the floor as well, so we got a timeout already here. Coach Toon wants to talk about it. So 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless game, defensive battle here between Laverne and Shattuck. You're listening to a Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Here at Ellis County, Shattuck Shootout Day 2, first semifinal, and scoreless here early as both teams having trouble maintaining possessions here. Laverne has had a couple looks at it, can get some shots to drop, but with 6:20 to go in the first quarter, Lady Tigers have the basketball on the wing right now. Everybody left Caitlin Long. She thought about a three. She's going to drive baseline. Tries to spin inside, nowhere to go. She's double-teamed, got to get rid of it. Flips it over to the far wing. Now down to the post to Long as she resets. Left, right block. She's going to turn on the right side, shoot. That shot won't fall. And a rebound by Bullard. Cameron Bullard with the basketball quickly up ahead to Sailor. She's going to try a three. That won't fall. Came up just shy, and a rebound by Presley Brown looking to run. She's got no numbers. It's a one-on-four. She pulls it up, gives it to Echevarria at the free throw line. She's open. Shot won't drop. Almost dies on the back end of that rim, but a rebound by Macy Bentley. So far, Laverne owning the boards. Just can't get any shots to drop. Scoreless here. Long, nice switch there by Woods. On to Long. She gives it back to Presley Brown. Presley Brown, man defense here by Shattuck. They're weaving around the perimeter. Bentley looking for space. Got Bullard on her back. She turns in a reach-in foul on Josie Oakley. That's going to be the second foul on Shattuck. Still scoreless. First foul on Josie, second foul on Shattuck. And Taya Leone and Maria Sosa already coming in. And Whitley Cash and Macy Bentley already coming out. And Coach Trippett gives them a nice hand there. This is exactly how he wants to play. Ugly it up and get the pressure on. Leone inbounds it. They give it right back to her, and she traveled, took off too quick. I think she saw no one in front of her and got a little antsy. Took off without dribbling the basketball. Turnover for Taya. Quickly back in this pressure comes Laverne. Full court. Presley Brown on Bullard. Trying to stay in front of her. Moving those feet. Changing directions. Cameron quickly up ahead. They get it to the wing to Oakley. She's open for a three. That's going to come up short and a rebound. Caitlin Long. Or Presley Brown, sorry. And Brown dominating the boards right now. Or the Laverne Lady Tigers. They're a big rebounding advantage here early, but still scoreless. Sosa has it on the wing. Back top of the key, Caitlin Long. She's got Bullard on her. She's going to take her inside. She backs everybody in. She's cut off. She's on the block. She's going to have to shoot it quickly. She does, and the shot doesn't drop. Good defense that time by the senior, Emmy Swanson, on the help. Quickly ahead, left side, Woods. Oh, layup wouldn't work. And both teams have had some point-blank misses tonight already, and that's why we're scoreless. That was a good look for Ellery Woods. Couldn't get it to fall. Nerves may be a little factor here in this rivalry game. You can possibly see the crowd starting to pick it up. Driving around is Echevarria. Nice cut inside by Caitlin Long, who misses the bunny, and another miss. Both teams having trouble shooting the ball here early. Bullard, point guard, drops it to Oakley, who streaks down the right side block, flips it back outside for a long three, and that's going to be no good by Sailor Bullard, and a rebound by Echevarria. Another miss. Both teams 0-4, still scoreless with 4:09 to go in the first quarter. Crossover Long to the rack inside. No call. Rebound, though. Echevarria backside. The putback won't go. They box her out. And a rebound by Josie Oakley. And neither team can throw it in the river right now. Over the other side to Bullard. Sailor back to Cameron. And a little bit of contact there between Brown and Oakley trying to set a screen. Bullard to Bullard. Sailor on the other side. Flashing up to the elbow is Oakley. She gets it poked away, stolen by Leona. It goes off Oakley's head, though, and quickly over to Bullard, who comes up shooting, and she gets the first 2 points of the game. Sailor Bullard, ball bounced right to her on the elbow. She came up shooting and knocked it down. It's 2-0 Shattuck with 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Both teams getting ready for some massive substitutions. Drive by Long in the paint. She has to kick it back outside. Leone's open for three in the far side. That's going to come up short. Rebound, though, Long tries to reverse it up and in, and it goes Long off the glass on a miss. Rebound by Bullard. She tried to kind of throw it up underhanded off the razz. Would have been a spectacular shot. Instead misses everything but the backboard. Goes over to Shattuck. And now Sailor Bullard back to Cameron. They try to flip it inside to Oakley. And it's stolen away again by Leone, who has great hands in there. She had a great game yesterday in the opening round. Drive by Long. Kick outside by Brown. Outside to Long, and Caitlin Long hit deep three. And she's missed some close shots. That time she was all the way over by the Shattuck bench and hit a three. It's now 3-2 Laverne. 2:39 to go in the first quarter, and a hand check foul on Presley Brown. Trying to take it from Cameron Bullard. And Brown's going to pick up her first foul. That's a second team foul on Laverne. And Bullard going to inbound. 2:38 to go in the first quarter. It's 3-2 Lady Tigers by a point. She throws it into Sailor. And they cross the timeline. Back to Cameron. Now over to the other side. In a drive. Looking at somebody just came in. Harley Schoaf just came in the game. She drops it into Jenna Bay, who just came in, and she missed a lay-in. As Bay and Schoaf came in out of that last break. Whitley Cash came back in. She came up shooting top of the key. That's not going to drop. And a rebound by Bullard. So Bullard's now trapped quickly by the Lady Tiger. She gets it ahead to Bay. Leona tries to come and get her. Bay says no and dribbles it all the way down. Drops it back off to Cameron Bullard on the corner for a three. That won't fall. Sosa on the backside. Rebound box out. And she's got Josie Oakley trying to take it from her. She quickly gets it to Whitley Cash, who is out there. Cameron Baggs coming in. And she didn't play a lot yesterday. Already getting in. There's no call on that play as Cash took it to the rack. Wanted to foul from Bullard. No call. Back come the Lady Indians. And the pace has really quickened. Bullard down top of the key out to the corner. Oakley's going to try a wing three. That's going to rattle in. Almost came back out for her, but she's got three, and now it's 5-3, and now Coach Trippett wants a timeout. 1:34 to go in the first quarter. A wild one here in Shattuck. It's Lady Indians 5, Lady Tigers 3. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here at the Shattuck Shootout here at Indian Field House. It is a baseball score here with 1:34 to go in the first quarter. Shattuck 5, Laverne 3. As both teams having a little trouble shooting the ball, but a lot of that set up, as we mentioned at the top, these are two really good defensive teams, and so far that has come to pass here as both squads are making it tough on the other one. And in there for Laverne right now, it's Caitlin Long, it's Bags, it's Cameron Bags, it's Whitley Cash, it's Presley Brown, Macy Bentley, who has it underneath the hoop and gets a dish on the block and knocks it in. And she is the energy player, one of the heart and soul players here, Laverne. That time she gets two more, and we're tied at five. Good time out there by Coach Trippett. Trap, half-court trap by Laverne, and stolen away by Bags, who grabs it. She's got to come and get it, and Caitlin Long comes back and helps her out. Gets it quickly over the timeline to Whitley Cash with 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Bags. Presley Brown out there in the corner. They give it to Cash, who comes in mid-post. Spins inside, left hand off the glass, tough shot, and fights for the rebound. Gets called for a push in the back, trying to get her own board. And that's two already on Whitney Cash. And that's a big one. We're not even out of the first quarter. And the leading scorer for the Laverne Tigers is going to have to go take a seat. It's going to bring in Taya Leone with 45.2 to go. Knotted up here at five. And just a frustration foul after missing the shot. Now Laverne coming out in the press. Trying to turn it over. Bullard to Bullard. Cameron to Saylor. Back to Cameron. Now quickly over to the other side to Harley Schoaf. Schoaf on the wing. Bounce pass. Over to Oakley. She skips it towards us. Tried to cut inside. Wasn't there. They pull it back out. Bays trying to post up. She comes back out to the free throw line. Schoaf weaving inside. Tried to get it inside. Poked right back at her. And she maintains possession. Almost a turnover by Schoaf. 19 seconds left in the quarter for the Lady Indians. Tied at five. Shattuck gets Buller gets a screen from Oakley. Picks up her dribble. Now the corner to Schoaf. She's cut off. Almost stolen away. Did that go off her foot? Nope. They're going to say off Presley Brown. And with 9.3 seconds left in the quarter, it's going to stay with the Lady Indians. And we'll see who inbounds it. Looks like Bullard headed that way. Cameron Bullard going to inbound. It's four along the line here. They lob it into Bay at the top of the key. She's got 7 seconds left. She's guarded by Bentley. Crossover, backs up, tries to shoot right hand. Comes up short, rebound Leone. 1 second left. Did she get it off? Nope. It will be tipped by Bay, and that will be short. After one quarter, it is a low-scoring affair here in Shattuck. It's Shattuck 5, Laverne 5. Coming up with the second quarter after this, it's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Here at Ellis County, the Shattuck Shootout at Indian Field House. And the first quarter, low-scoring affair, 5-5. But lest you think it was sloppy, there's only been five fouls called. So it's been a pretty good defensive game so far. Biggest development, Whitley Cash already has two fouls for Laverne. And she's going to have to be careful in this quarter not to pick up foul number three. She's not out there right now. Right now, Shattuck's going to start with the basketball to kick off this quarter. And Oakley's back in there with both Bullards, Jenna Bay and Harley Schoaf for the Lady Indians. And that's going to be a carry and another defensive pressure forced turnover, that time on Saylor Bullard. And that was all set up by that pressure from Laverne. And sometimes they force you to turn you over and you make mistakes on your own just because you're worried about where they're at. And now Brown on the wing gets a screen from Echevarria, pick and roll. Nice coverage there by Schoaf blocking out Echevarria. They give it over to Long in the far wing. Caitlin Long surveys the court, trying to set it up. She's going to switch sides, take it over to Brown, set a screen for her. Brown drives and kicks out to Leone. She's going to attack. Out to Long, fakes the shot, looking for space, gets it in the paint. Jump stop, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Bentley, and they reset. Good defense there by the Lady Indians, not giving up much. Long hounded by Schoaf, trying to look for space. Reach in, turns and shoots and picks up the foul, and she just muscled her way in there for two shots. And tough break there. That's going to be the third team foul on the Lady Indians, and that is two now on Oakley, who gets tagged with it. So now Josie Oakley, both teams with a starter in foul trouble here early. 7:09 to go in the half. Chance for Caitlin Long to give the Lady Tigers a lead back. She's going to shoot two. First one for Caitlin. She chambers it up and in and out and out. Almost tried to stay on the rim. And that's going to be no good. We're going to stay deadlocked at five with 7:09 to go in the half. Second one for Caitlin, and that one comes up short. She's boxed out. Good job, Schoaf, boxing out the shooter. And Harley Schoaf behind her gets poked away by Leone, but out of bounds. And you got to know where 24 is. She will chase you down and strip you of that basketball. And that time, Schoaf lucky it's going to go out of bounds. Stay here with Lady Indians. Josie Oakley is going to take a seat here with that second foul, which brings Ellery Woods back in the basketball game for the Lady Indians. And Bullard going to inbound on the baseline near the corner, the near corner. She lobs it, looking for Bay. They try to deny her the ball. She has to go grab it. She finally picks it up, flips it down inside to Woods. Great pass by Bay. Woods missed the lay-in. Rebound, Leone. Another miss. Both teams have had their opportunities here early, especially close in. Crossover Long, drive and kick out to Sosa. Maria Sosa kicks to Leone. Leone gets inside amongst the trees, tries to loft it in. Rebound, though. Echevarria, tough board over top of everybody without going over the back, and puts it up for two. She's got two, and Laverne leads by two. 7-5, 6:34 to go in the first quarter, in the first half. Schoaf now top of the key over the wing. We're getting a quick three by Bullard. That's going to come up short. Long rebound, though, by Woods. She tries to drop it down inside with teammate. We're going to get a jump ball. Caitlin Long right there. Possession arrow is going to go back to Laverne. Nice hustle that time by Long to tie up the possession and give it back to the Lady Tigers, who lead by two with 6:19 to go in the first half. 7-5. Low-scoring affair. Presley Brown looking for space, trying to get inside that defense in what is a man defense for Shattuck, and they're really good at it. Crossover Long, though, she found a crease, tried to bounce pass underneath, gets it through to Echevarria, who turns off the glass. That shot won't fall, and another near miss, this time for Laverne. Rebound, Jenna Bay. Jenna Bay behind her back, tried to push off Long. Good job there. She's going to pull up for three because she found a little space. Just catches the front of the rim, but goes out, or goes right to Taya Leone, and Laverne gets the rebound. Just caught a smidgen of that rim. Long's going to try to answer on a wing three. That's going to come up short. That rebound is long, though, and goes right back to Cameron Bullard. She picks up her dribble. She almost falls down and loses it. And we're going to get a foul as Long tried to go for the steal on Woods. Little too aggressive there. Yeah, that's first foul on Caitlin Long. 14th foul on the Lady Tigers. Shattuck's going to maintain possession. Inbound right in front of us. They trail 7-5, 5:34 to go in the first half. And Cameron Bullard gets it in to Harley Schoaf. She's guarded by Cash. Drops it back to Saylor. Saylor over to Woods. Setting a screen for her. She gives it to Schoaf, looking for space. Got Presley Brown on her. She threw a pass low, and on the ground goes Leone for it. Almost came up with another steal as Schoaf kind of threw that at the ankles of Bullard. It's going to stay here, though, with the Lady Indians, and quickly Schoaf gets it in to Cameron Bullard. And she's trying to probe that defense. She picked up her dribble, tries to loft into the high post, and we're going to get behind the back foul. And Echevarria trying to get in front of Bay, who had position at that elbow. And that will be the first foul on Nani. That is the 15th foul now on Laverne. 5:10 to go in the half. Both teams are starting to pick up some quick fouls here. Going to be inbounded on the baseline by Cameron Bullard on the right side. She tries to get it into Bay, coming off a screen. Bay turns, shoots with the right hand. Oh, went down, came back out on her. And tipped out of bounds, but stays with the Lady Indians. Pretty good look there for Jenna. Shot wouldn't drop. And we're going to get another substitution as Paula Ortega coming in the game for Laverne. And Caitlin Long's going to go sit. She's coming up a little limpy going over to that sideline. She did walk off on her own power, but she seems to be in a little bit of pain. Shattuck is ready to go. Not going to wait on her. They're going to take it around down to the corner. Wood's going to kick it back to Bullard. The far side in front of Coach Tripp, in front of that Laverne bench. They give it back to Schoaf, top of the key. She drives in, nowhere to go. Ortega in front of her. They drop it in the right block. Jenna Bay turns. She gets fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Good job of Bay getting position. Starting to feel a little comfortable with that knee brace. That's a 16 foul on Laverne. That's the first one on Ortega. Now that's why she's in there, to pick up. Rather her pick up that foul than give the easy two to Jenna Bay. And Bay's going to go to the free throw line, shoot two, and she hits the first one. And that's her first point today. Again, she doesn't start, but she's going to play starter minutes. She did in that first game. And we'll see, I don't know just how many, as she knocks down the second free throw, I don't know just how many they have planned for her to play, or if Coach Toon has her on any kind of minutes count. But right now, she's been out there quite a bit. 7-7, knotted up here at the Shattuck Shootout. Laverne with the basketball. Presley Brown over to Whitley Cash. Shot fake. Cash in the free throw line. Right hand off the glass. Won't go. Rebound, though. Nice box out by Sailor Bullard. Quickly come back from the Indians. Jenna Bay driving behind the back dribble. Looks at a mid post. She spins to her right with the right hand off the glass. Tough shot. And she's got a nice touch, but that one wouldn't drop for her. And Sosa gets that board. Back come the Laverne Lady Tigers. Sosa's going to chalk up a three in the wing. It's going to bounce off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Rebound. Schoaf comes away with the loose ball quickly. Ahead to Woods on the wing. She almost traveled. Kept her pivot foot. Gives it back to Schoaf. Now back to Bullard. Drive and kick outside to Woods. They swing it all the way around to Schoaf. Far corner. She tries to spin inside baseline. Looking for a little bit of room. Ties the tightrope downside. Drops it off into the corner. Bullard thought about a three. Said no. She's going to pull it out and reset. Look for a little space. Over to Schoaf on the other side. 3:43 in the half, still tied at 7 in a very low-scoring game. Bullard drives into the elbow, back outside to Sailor Bullard. So Bullard to Bullard. One's 2 and 1 is 22. As a Sailor tried to get it into Cameron, almost lost the basketball. Schoaf has to come get it. Nice save by Schoaf on the hustle. Back outside, Cameron Bullard, wing 3, and bounces out. Rebound, Lady Tigers, who have been good on the boards tonight. That was Sosa coming down with it. Whitley Cash, baseball pass, other side. Presley Brown, touch pass inside. Echevarria, the bucket, and the foul. Good ball movement by the Lady Tigers. And Nani's got 4, and she's going to get a chance at the and 1. That will be the first foul on Harley Schoaf. And the fourth team foul as the senior Emmy Swanson's going to come on for Jenna Bay. Presley Brown taking a seat right now for the Lady Tigers. It's Leone, Ortega, Echevarria, Cash, and Sosa. And one attempt for Echevarria. Doesn't go down, but Leone tries to steal the rebound, and she does. Gets it back to Echevarria to Cash for 3 from the wing. No good. Off the back iron, and Whitley Cash coming out a little cold so far. Trap in the corner, stolen away, and that Leone coming up with the pressure on Schoaf. Balls on the ground. Schoaf goes down to get it from her knees. And they're going to get a timeout to save the possession by Coach Toon. So with 2:57 left in the half, defensive battle here at the Shattuck Shootout. Laverne 9, Shattuck 7. It's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Welcome back to the Shattuck Shootout, which is anything but a shootout right now. It is 9-7 with 2:57 to go in the half as both teams struggling to shoot the basketball, but a lot of that due to some real good defense played by both of these squads here right now. And you can tell there is no love lost here as they are bringing the intensity of both sides of the ball. And it's going to Shattuck now with a chance to tie this thing. They trail by 2, 9-7. Nice backdoor cut inside by Woods. Schoaf overthrows her on the pass. Bullard tries to save it. And it's going to go out of bounds. She is not going to get there in time. Goes right back to Laverne, who lead by 2. 2:43 to go in the half of a 9-7 game. We also want to thank Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Blocks, Curie State Bank, Laverne, all our sponsors tonight, helping us bring this to you. Sosa thought about a three there in the corner. She's going to drop it to the elbow to Long. One dribble Long picks it up. Now she's double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. Kicks it back to Leone, who can't handle the pass. It's going to go out of bounds, and a turnover there by the Lady Tigers. And Coach Trippett telling Caitlin Long, he's strong with the basketball. The minute she took it in, she was swarmed by about 3 Indians. Good team defense by Shattuck. Schoaf gets a screen from Swanson. They get it over in the corner to Woods. Gets it right back to a flashing Swanson on the block. Stretch a rifle one to the far side. It's stolen by Whitley Cash, cutting off baseline. Whitley Cash crossing the timeline behind the back dribble. Guarded by Sailor Bullard. Gets a screen from Sosa. Pulls up and shoots off the screen and knocks it down. And Cash off the schneid. She's got 3. It's 12-7, Lady Tigers. Quickly ahead. Lady Indians need a bucket here. Under 2 to play in this half. A little bit of scoring drought right now for the Lady Indians. Looking for points. Cameron Bullard. Bounce pass, backdoor cut inside by Schoff, who gets a foul. Good team basketball there. Bullard dribbled out to the wing. Schoff cut baseline. She's going to go to line and shoot two. That's going to be another foul. Laverne, 17th foul. So Shattuck will be in the 1-1 from here on out. But this will be two here for Schoff. That foul is going to get charged to Taya Leone. And Schoff's free throw goes down. Big one there. She's got one. It's 12-8. Minute 45 to go. More substitutions. Jenna Bay comes in for Emmy Swanson. And the starters are going to be back in for the Laverne Lady Tigers. It's going to be Echevarria, Bentley, Cash Brown, and Caitlin Long. Jenna Bay out there now with both Bullards. It's Schoff. Harley Schoff who just hit that too. She cut it to three. 12-9. Laverne in front. Minute 43 to go. Also Ellery Woods out there and Jenna Bay. Drive by Long, goes baseline, she's cut, jump ball, and good defense by Bullard, who forced the turnover. Got all ball there on Long, tried to force the issue right in front of the referee, who saw the whole thing, and that's going to be another turnover for Laverne. The defense on both sides has been spectacular. Whoever maybe controls the ball most is going to win this one. Drive around there by Schoff, kicks outside to Bay, who's open for three. It's going to be an air ball, but out of bounds, I believe, on Bentley, who tried to grab it. I think she was a little surprised it was going to be an air ball. It's going to stay here with the Lady Indians, trailing by three. Chance for them to tie going into the half, in the minute 24 to go in this first half. Lob to Bullard. She directs traffic. Everyone clears out except Bay, who's down in the mid post. Schoff trying to back her way in. It's poked away by Long, almost stolen, but goes right to Cameron Bullard. And another reach-in foul. And an ill-advised foul there on Caitlin Long, because it's a 1-1, and that's two fouls on Long. Didn't need to do it. That's going to be a 1-1 for Cameron Bullard. That's exactly what Shattuck wants Laverne to do, get frustrated and start reaching in. Now Cameron Bullard with an opportunity. It's a 1-1. She's got to make the first one, and she does. Big free throw there for Cameron. That's her first point of the night. Not many points to be had. It is 12-10, minute 12 to go in the first half. Scoring drought by both squads. Second free throw goes up and down. Nothing but net for Bullard. It's 12-11, minute 10 to go here in this half. Long thought about a long three. Said no, right in front of that Shattuck bench on the far side. She's going to change directions, give it to Cash. Cash guarded by Sailor Bullard. Back to Long, minute left in the half. Laverne up by one. Long drives down to the block. Spin shot, right side, off the glass, won't fall. Rebound, Jenna Bay. And now Shattuck can take the lead here. 48 seconds to go. Drive in, no one stopped ball, and Cameron Bullard, she dropped it up towards the glass. Shot won't go. Rebound almost grabbed by Bay, but she pokes it towards Brown, who's headed the other way. And she is now trapped over in front of the bench. She gets it ahead to Bentley. Back out to Caitlin Long, far corner, and she's going to slow it down. 31 seconds. Left here. Brown, corner three. That one went down for her, hand in her face. And she's got three. And it's 15-11. Laverne, 22 seconds to shoot for the Lady Indians. Cameron Bullard looking for space. Picks up her dribble. Mid post. Jenna Bay spins. 14 seconds outside. Ball fake. Schoff drives inside. Little floater in the paint. Won't fall. Got a good look. Shot wouldn't drop. And Whitley Cash with 7 seconds to go. Gets it ahead to Long. 4 seconds. Long drive, he'll Euro step inside and picks up the foul on Jenna Bay. Nifty move there with 2.4 seconds left. That's going to put Long at the free throw line. They're not going to tag it with base. Cameron Bullard is going to pick up that foul. They were both standing right there. Either way, it's going to be free throws here for Caitlin Long. 15-11, and the first one comes up short. She short-armed it. The substitution is Cameron Baggs going to come in for Whitley Cash this last 2.4 seconds. They don't want Whitley picking up foul number three here. And Long's got to be careful not to pick up a cheapie with 2.4 to go. She's got two. Second one for Caitlin won't go. Shattuck trying to hoist it up. 1 second left. It'll count if it goes, but not going to touch anything. And that's it for the first half. A low-scoring first half. It's Laverne 15, Shattuck 11 in the semifinals of the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. We'll be back after this with Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small-town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back here in Shattuck. Halftime of round one of Shattuck and Laverne. The girls started the first. Laverne leads Shattuck 15-11 in a low-scoring game with a pretty great defense being played, but really just some shots not falling as they got some good looks as neither team really can find their offense here in the first half. And that second half may come down to this. Right now we're doing a paper airplane toss. I believe they're trying to figure out who throws their airplane the farthest, and then I'm not sure what happens or who wins what, but looks like competition has been decided. Somebody's winning something. Either way, a lot of pomp and circumstance here. They're throwing out basketballs. The crowd stands filling up behind us. Been pretty loud here and so far, but not a lot of offense to cheer for. So we'll see in the second half if that can get picked up, because your leading scorers right now, really, the leading scorer of the game is Nani Echevarria, who has 4 points. She leads both teams. Whitley Cash has 3. Caitlin Long has 3. Presley Brown has 3. Macy Bentley with 2. So Laverne's spreading out the scoring. So is Shattuck. Sailor Bullard with 2. Josie Oakley with 3. She leads all the Indians with 3. And Cameron Bullard with 2. Harley Schoaf with a couple. And Jenna Bay with 2 as well. And that is it. As foul trouble-wise, a couple players playing with 2. Josie Oakley have 2. Caitlin Long and Whitley Cash have 2. All three of them are going to have to be real careful here in the opening few minutes of that third quarter not to pick up number 3, which is going to be difficult as aggressively as these two teams play. So it has been a heated affair so far. Maybe a little nerves. We'll see what happens at halftime. They come out. They settle down. Winner's going to move on. They're going to get a crack at 8th-ranked Arnett. And both of them, I'm sure, can't wait for that one. But you got to win this one first. Right now, Laverne leads Shattuck 15-11 at the half. Back after this, it's Round Ball Roundup at the Shattuck Shootout, Day 2 here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back here in Shattuck. First half in the books, Shattuck versus Laverne. We got a double dip because the guys are going to do it right after this as stands filling up here, getting real loud. Student section's been rocking here behind us as they getting real fired up here as we get ready for half number two. And come some keys this second half, just keep shooting because right now there's been some looks that usually fall, particularly for Whitley Cash and Jenna Bay, who have not really been hitting shots they usually both hit. Now, of course, Jenna coming off an injury, really trying to get her sea legs under her here over the last couple weeks. But Whitley Cash, usually pretty dead-eye shooter. She had 15 that first game. Again, the MVP of the Laverne tournament and the Oil Center Classic. But right now, they have held her to 3 points. Now, credit both defenses. They know exactly where the offense comes from for both of these squads and have been able to pretty much keep them from getting in any kind of rhythm, which is why this score is 15-11. There have been multiple steals, and Laverne leads the rebounding battle right now, but Shattuck is not too shabby. They really, in that second quarter, started to box out a little bit more and get some hard rebounds and get some loose balls. That's going to be key here in this second half, whoever cannot turn it over, because obviously the defensive pressure has been applied by both squads, and we'll see just what the second half has in store for us. Usually they don't go exactly the same. You may see a little bum, but betting we're going to see a little more offense here in this half. That's a second quarter was actually more. The first quarter was the worst. It was 5-5. That second quarter was actually 10-6. Laverne coming out on top, but either way, not going to break any scoring records here at the Shattuck Shootout, unless it's lowest score ever. Of course, I don't know what that record would be. But either way, we're going to move on to play our net team, who just waxed Boys City and 18th ranked Balco by almost 20 in each one, as 17-point wins for both of those games for the Arnett Lady Wildcats, and they cruised as they really haven't looked to be broken much of a sweat heading into that championship round. So the winner here, that's the key too. You want to move on tomorrow and not be worn out. And right now, you got to bring everything you got in this one just to survive to get to the championship game. So definitely has a feel of what we may see in the postseason. As anybody who can stand, we saw Macy Bentley yesterday playing a little under the weather, gutted one out, and now she's back in there starting. And again, she hasn't played the full amount of minutes she usually plays, but is still out there helping her teammates out. And we mentioned Jenna Bay with that knee brace on coming out and playing. And got to be weird for her coming out in the tournament she's been hurt in twice. It's kind of sometimes maybe sits in the back of your mind that this is where I've been injured, and maybe you pull back a little bit. I don't know. So far, she's playing hard out there. Here we go, second half, switch-flopping sides. Laverne going left to right in the purple with the white numbers. Starters back in for the Lady Tigers. Shattuck will be going right to left. And drive quickly by Bentley off the glass. Goes down and comes back out. And the Bunnies are not falling. Tough shot off the glass, but still she's about 2 feet away. And another miss. But the steal by Caitlin Long in the press. Bentley and Long hound both ball handlers. Long's in a shot fake, stop, jump stop mid-post, back outside, top of the key for three. Cash won't drop, Long rebound, Caitlin Long. She's double-teamed now in the corner, throwing elbows. And they're going to call a charge on Long for throwing elbows and clearing out. And that's a big foul because that's number three on Long with 7:27 to go in the third quarter. And she got a little too aggressive trying to tear that ball away. And that's a big foul. And Coach Trippett is upset. And they're going to call looks like a timeout here for them. So they will call a timeout with 7:05 left in the third quarter. It's Laverne 15, Shattuck 11. We'll be right back. It's a round ball roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Welcome back. Here at Ellis County, the Shattuck Shootout. Here at Shattuck, Laverne leads the Lady Indians 15-11 here in the semifinal. Winner moving on to play Arnett. Press quickly applied by Laverne. Sometimes it seems like there are 10 Lady Tigers out there. They almost came away with deal, but Shattuck gets it over the timeline, and Harley Schoaf, a little spin move in the paint, drops, kicks it out, stolen away by Cash in the passing lane. She's got a one-on-three. She stops and pops from the free throw line. That won't fall for her, and a rebound, Jenna Bay. As Cash got cut off from the lane, Oakley tried to find her way in, nowhere to go. She kicks it back out to Jenna Bay, and they swing it around and try to reset to Schoaf on the wing. Dropped off to Cameron Bullard, almost lost the basketball. She comes right back, trying to probe that right side. They swing it around top of the key to Schoaf. She drops it over to the wing. Jenna Bay tries to go baseline. She's cut off. Back out to Schoaf. She's going to try a three-hand in her face, and she hit it. Big shot by Schoaf. She's got five. She now leads all scorers with five. 15-14. It's a one-point game. Laverne in front. They have the basketball. Long top of the key. Presley Brown hands it off to Bentley. A little bit of a weave on the perimeter. They get it to Cash. Gives it to Long. Playing with three. She's going to step back three from the top of the key, and she knocked it down. Now she leads all scorers with six. As all of a sudden, both teams hitting their three-pointers after a desert of an offensive production in the first half. Back come the Lady Indians, trailing 18-14. 6:03 to go. Schoaf thought about another one. She lost it into Bay just outside the free throw line. They get into the far wing. It's going to be a three from Oakley. She banked it in. And now everybody's scoring. Six for Oakley. It's 18-17. The answer from Josie Oakley. It's a one-point game. Laverne in front. Driving kick outside. Presley Brown going to try one. She hit it. And after almost no threes going down, everyone in the building's hitting threes. It's 21-17 Laverne. 5:33 to go in the third quarter. Oakley picks up her dribble in the corner and gets it over to Schoaf, with trying to get inside that Lady Tiger defense. They've come out still in that man, trying to pressure the basketball. It's over to Sailor Bullard. She skips it to Cameron in the near wing. They drop it off to Schoaf. She drops it up to Oakley. Ball fake. She's cut off by Brown. Gives it up to Bay in the corner. Stolen away by Long, and reached in and poked it away. Bentley has it. One on two. Poked away by Schoaf, and a steal, then another steal. And now the pressure on by Laverne. Schoaf trying to get it over the timeline. Spins right into traffic. Has to get it right back to Bullard. Quickly gets it over to Oakley. They swing it in the corner to Sailor Bullard for a three. That one doesn't drop in. A rebound by Whitley Cash. Looking to run already. She's cut off. She's going to slow it up. Behind the back dribble. Picks it up. Hands it off to Presley Brown. She crosses over. Free throw line. Drop back off. Three. Top of the key. Cash. And it's money. She's got six. 24-17. Up ahead on the wing, quickly streaking inside his base. She tried to make the extra pass, threw it right to Echevarria. Good steal by Nani. And Laverne with a chance to blow this thing open a little bit. They drop it to Nani. She shot fakes, takes one dribble, poked away, blocked by Bay at the answer on the other end defensively. And now the pace really picking up in the third quarter. 24-17 Laverne, 4:11 to go in that third quarter. Back to Cameron Bullard. She's looking for space inside, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Schoaf. Drop it into mid-post to Bay. Spins into the paint, kicks back outside to Oakley. Extra pass, far corner, Sailor Bullard. She drives it in, hands it off to Bay at the free throw line. Trying to back everybody in. Little fadeaway, and that is blocked by Nani. And they're going to say timeout by Coach Trippett. So we're going to get another timeout. 3:46 to go. Laverne leads Shattuck 24-17. Semifinals of the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Shattuck, Vern Lady Tigers beat the Shattuck Lady Indians. Battle a couple of teams who've only lost three this year. 24-17, Laverne in front. We mentioned at the top edge of Varea and how important role she would play. Those are two big sequences with her blocking and her rebounding. She has 4 points to go along with it, but she's been big down there on the block, which has really added to the second chance opportunities and shutting down Shattuck Indians, particularly Jenna Bay. But Jenna with another nice defensive play of her own there to end that break. Now Laverne will start with a basketball. A little dribble weave on the perimeter. Presley Brown kicks it out to Tay Leone coming in off the break, who gives it to Sosa. It's Leone, it's Sosa, it's Echevarria, it's Brown, it's Cash for the Lady Tigers. Hand off to Cash. Over the other side, they swing it all the way around to Leone. Man defense here by the Indians. Quick three by Cash. It's going to bounce high off the back rim. Rebound underneath by Sosa. Back up and in. Good box out by Sosa with her first two of the game. And Laverne pulled away a little. 26-17. They now lead by nine. And we're going to get a foul. Quick foul on the press. That's probably on Presley Brown. Coach Trippett didn't like it. Only a second foul of this half. Second team foul on Laverne. And the second on Presley Brown on the pressure there. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Laverne. They're trying to trap the ball handlers. Presley Brown coming back to trap for Cash. They're trying to get Bullard. She bounces it to Schoaf. She got to get it over and quickly does. Down the other end, Swanson. Bounce pass up to Woods. Bounce bucket and the harm. Great ball movement, breaking the pressure. And the senior Swanson with the extra pass to Woods. She gets two in an and-one opportunity. And Shattuck needed that. Made it 26-19. That's going to be the third foul on Presley Brown. Now she's playing with three fouls. And one won't go. Rebound Echevarria boxing everybody out down low. Whitley Cash coming across. She's got space, drives it inside. Floating shot and gets the foul. And tough shot. She almost got it to drop. Really attacking that defense. She's going to shoot two. That's the first foul of the half for Shattuck. That will be the second on Ellery Woods. It's going to put Whitley Cash at the free throw line to try to answer that last bucket by Woods. First free throw for Whitley and rolls it in. And she's got seven. She now leads all scorers in this basketball game. Make it eight, hit them both. And five coming through when the Lady Tigers need her. Pouring it on here in this third quarter, 28-19. Now the pressure on Bullard. She bounces it over to Schoaf. Nice job handling the pressure by the Lady Indians. Schoaf drives into the elbow, kicks it back outside. Shot fake Woods over to Bullard. Drops it off to Swanson at the elbow. She's trying to cross over. Ball's on the ground. She almost lost it and saves it and gets it back up to Woods. Got it, had to go down on her knees to save it. Now Oakley, nowhere to go. They get it. Ball fake. Swanson drives. Shot inside. She's blocked. The ball's bouncing around, and Echevarria comes away with it. And fouled by Oakley, who can't believe it. Just trying to go for the loose ball. Josie Oakley's going to pick up foul number three, and now she's got three. With 2:13 to go, Laverne 28-19. That's second team foul on Shattuck. The Tigers with the basketball. Whitley Cash over to Leone on the near wing. Taya slips it down inside, left block. Echevarria up underneath. That shot won't fall and altered behind there by Swanson. Good defense by 23. Drive inside, baseline, left side, and fouled on the bucket. Nice job by Bullard as nobody stopped basketball. Cameron Bullard's going to go to the free throw line, shoot a couple. And I believe that is the second foul on Taya Leone. It is. Fourth team foul on Laverne with a minute 52 to go in this quarter. Cameron Bullard with two big free throws. Oh, went down and came back out for a tough break. And now Jenna Bay getting ready to check in with Sailor Bullard. And Woods and Swanson are going to come out. Cameron Bullard going to get another free throw. Caitlin Long is going to check in. Who's still favoring that ankle a little bit. She hurt it a little in that second quarter, but she's going to gut it out and play here. Second free throw going to drop for Cameron Bullard, who's got three. It's 28-20, minute 51 to go in the third quarter. Laverne in front, behind the back dribble by Cash, crossover by Cash, jump stop by Cash, and kicks it back outside, gets called for a travel. One too many moves by Whitley, who just slid that foot. The jump stop didn't stop quite enough for her. That's going to be a turnover, Laverne, and go back to Shattuck. Echeverria is going to come out, and Bentley is going to come on. So it's Bentley, it's Sosa, it's Long, it's Leone, it's Cash for Laverne. Both Bullards in for Shattuck, and the pressure on by Laverne. They get it to Saylor, quickly ahead to Harley Schoaf. Bay and Oakley in there as well for the Lady Indians. Bounce pass underneath, stolen away by Maria Sosa. They were trying to get it to Jenna Bay on the block. Low pass picked off. A nice job with the help defense by the Lady Tigers. They lead by 8. Minute 23 to go in the quarter. Step back from the free throw line and knocked down by Long. They gave her just a little space. She's got 8. She's tied with Whitley Cash for the leading scorer. They drop it down to Saylor Bullard. Left block. She didn't like it. They kick it back outside. Schoaf once again trying to force it inside, and an elbow thrown by Whitley Cash. And that's going to be foul number 3. She was just trying to rip the ball away. The crowd is upset. That's a 3rd foul on Whitley, and she's got to be careful now. The minute 7 to go. 15th foul on Laverne. You can hear the crowd behind us. As they know, if Whitley Cash comes out, it's going to make scoring life hard on Laverne. Inbounded by the Lady Indians. Bullard, Cameron lofts it to Oakley, top of the key. Rockets that pass out there. He gives it up to Saylor. Minute 3 to go here in this quarter. Bounce to the corner. Ellery Woods going to try a corner 3. That one's not going to go. Fight for the rebound. Laverne comes away with it. Cash gets it quickly. Ahead to Leone. No numbers. She's out at the wing and wisely pulls that back up with 50 seconds to go. Good job in transition by the Lady Indians. 46 seconds long with the basketball. We're team up 10. 30 to 20. Laverne leads Shattuck. Whitley Cash. Dribble weave outside. She spins into the paint. Drops it back off to Caitlin Long. Picks it up from the free throw or from the top of the key. Hands it back off Leone. And they're just kind of dribbling around that perimeter, holding that ball for the last shot. 25 seconds left. They're not in a hurry. Shattuck still in that man, trying to steal the basketball. Long picks up her dribble, gives it back to Leone. Coach Trippett saying, get out of the way and clear out. Letting his ball handlers just dribble around out there. 11 seconds to shoot, and we're going to get a foul on Woods. And just dribble around until they picked up a foul. So kind of a cheapie there at Ellery Woods, but it's her 3rd, so now she has 3. A lot of ladies racking up fouls. Caitlin Long's going to take a... Oh, no, she's not. It looked like she was going over there to the bench. But Harley Schoaf is going to come in for Ellery Woods with her 3rd foul. 10.7 to shoot for Laverne, up 10. No one backside. Sosa under the hoop. Great pass by Long. And Sosa gets 2, and she's fired up. It's 32-24 seconds left. Schoaf ahead. Oakley's got a turn. Makes the extra pass. Bounced around. Quick 3 by Bullard. It'll count if it goes, and it doesn't. And at the end of the 3rd quarter, Laverne leads by 12. Big 3rd quarter for the Lady Tigers. 32-20. They're in front. 4th quarter coming up here. It's the semifinals of the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back here at Shattuck, 32-20. Laverne leads by 12. 4th quarter upcoming here in the semifinals on the ladies' bracket. Winner going to move on to play Arnett. The loser going to get Balco in the 3rd place game tomorrow. We'll bring both of those to you right here on K101. Now Shattuck with the basketball up underneath. No one found Cameron Bullard under the hoop, and that time a great pass by Schoaf and a foul on Bullard. Shot wouldn't go for her, but giving Laverne a taste of their own medicine that time. Cameron Bullard moving well without the basketball. She's going to get two free throws here. That foul is going to be the first on Macy Bentley, but it's the 6th foul on the Lady Tigers. One more, it's 1-1 the rest of the way as Bullard has hit her foul shots. That's 4 points for Cameron. And that's big because it's going to allow Shattuck to lengthen this 4th quarter. Second free throw won't fall. We jinxed her, but a rebound, Josie Oakley. Long rebound. She's going to grab it over her shoulder and gets called for a travel, trying to take it baseline. She was trying to look back to the perimeter and shuffled her feet, waiting for a teammate to come get the basketball. So what could have been a big break there for Shattuck, gives the ball right back to Laverne, and leads 32-21, 7:39 to go. Bentley running point, gives it up to Caitlin Long. Thought about a three over to Whitley Cash. Now Laverne is not in a hurry. Down screen, right side. Long drive and kick outside to Cash. Far corner for three. It's an air ball. Box out under the hoop. Good rebound by Shope, but in comes Long trying to fly in and steal it. Instead, she's not going to get there. She almost was able to save that throw back into the field of play. Goes out of bounds, though, and stays with Shattuck, but they're all the way down on the Laverne side of the court. Now Laverne can set up their full-court press. They really love to trap. As soon as you get to half court, right now, Shove tries to get it over. She's got Cash on her. Long comes over to trap, and she almost gets a steal, but Bullard comes and saves it. Bounce pass far side all the way in the corner to Oakley for a three. That won't drop. Long rebound, Whitley Cash. And they got a good look, but that defense just making you rush just a little too much. That time that shot rushed a little bit. Score remains 32-21. Laverne in front. 7 minutes to go here at the Shattuck Shootout. Dropped inside, mid-post to Long. Pass fake. She drives inside, tries to take it right at the defender and gets two shots for her trouble. Smart play there by the junior. She's going to go to the free throw line. That's the fourth team foul on Shattuck, and that is the second for Cameron Bullard. 32-21 is the score. And down the stretch here, Laverne going to have to shoot these free throws, and that time Caitlin Long gets her ninth point. She now leads all scorers for both squads. Chance to make it double digits here for Caitlin. Struggled shooting it in the first half, but starting to pick things up here in the second. She's got 10 points. And really, in the three games we've had, Laverne, that's what Caitlin's done. She started out a little slow, but once she gets in rhythm, she really starts to pick up. That's another steal by Whitley Cash. The trap came from Long. Cash going to drive inside. Right hand, gets the bucket, hits the deck. No foul call, but she gets two, and she's got 10. And that's how defense generates offense, and that's how it is. Again, Jenna Bay trapped on the sideline looking for a teammate, and she traveled on front of her bench, and that pressure put on by Echevarria. And now that Laverne pressure starting to bother the Lady Indians. They trail 36-21 with 6:30 to go, but plenty of time left. Just got to calm down. I'll let your emotions get the best of you here if you're the Lady Indians. Top of the key, Whitley Cash, pass fake, kicks it back out to Long. Long drives, elbow shot this time for Caitlin. Saw dies in the back of the rim, and a rebound by Jenna Bay. Quickly ahead to Wood, sneaks down the left side. She comes up shooting and hits it. Cash came over quickly and tried to stop it. Wood streaking down the floor, the assist by Jenna Bay. It's 36-23, Laverne in front. Shattuck hanging around, trailing by 13. Bentley lost the basketball. She's going to have to hurry because she's got to get it over before 10. And a timeout by Coach Trippett to save the possession. So with 5:55 to go, Laverne in front by 13. It's 36-23, Tigers in front of the Indians. It's round ball roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
So some change here to go in the game. As it is, what started out as a defensive battle has now really picked up. It was a 17-9 third quarter for Laverne. So both teams shooting it much better here in the second half of things after a 5-5 first quarter in this basketball game. And all Lady Tigers here, though, from halftime. Drive inside by Long at the elbow. Back out to Cash, to Bentley. Now back over to Long. She thought about a three. Base coming out to get her. She picked up her dribble. She's got to get over to Whitley Cash, who's got Cameron Bullard on her. Tried to spin inside. Cut off by Bullard. They kick it back out to Long. And Long over to Echevarria. Shot fake. Back outside to Long. Good defense here by Shattuck, staying in front of everybody. And the man, Bay on Long. Stays in front of her again. They hand it off to Presley Brown, and nowhere to go right now for the Lady Tigers. Crossover by Cash. Back outside, Presley Brown. hesitates, drives inside, off the glass, takes it in, and gets the foul. Shot won't fall. But good attack that time, and good patience by the Lady Tigers, just waiting until a seam opened up. It's the third foul on Cameron Bullard. Now she's playing with three, with 5:11 to go. It's going to put Presley Brown at the free throw line to shoot two, and that one way off. She bricks it off the back iron and the board. And Caitlin Long said, get some loft under that thing. It was a line drive. Macy Bentley's going to come out, and Rhea Sosa's going to come in this basketball game for the Lady Tigers. Second free throw for Presley. That won't fall. She missed them both. Fight for the rebound by Long. And stepping out of bounds, trying to save its Bullard. It's going to stay with Laverne. And of course, had she not done that, Caitlin Long probably would have grabbed it. As now Presley Brown's going to sit down. Taya Leone going to come in the game for the Lady Tigers. As Coach Trippett will play everybody on that bench. Almost everybody. As they go about 10 deep. And now Caitlin Long out the perimeter. Dribbling it around, trying to attack. Gets it over, and that's poked away by Sailor Bullard. It's a one-on-one with Cash. She takes it into the block, picks up her dribble, bounces it outside to Cameron. She drives inside, right hand to foul, and it won't go. Nice job by Cameron Bullard, waiting on the contact by Sosa. Shot didn't drop, but she's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That's the first one on Sosa. Seventh team foul on the Lady Tigers. Cameron Bullard going to shoot a couple, and the first is up and in. She's got five. From the free throw line, all of them. She's 5 for 6, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, by my unofficial stats. Second one drops for her, and again, 6 for 7. Cameron Bullard, free throws big, keeping the Lady Indians in it. It's 36-25. We got another timeout here. This time, it's going to be Coach Toon. We'll keep it right here since we just took one. Shattuck's got two left. Laverne has one left. And Coach Toon wanted to talk about it here. He's now one possession away from making it a single-digit lead here. It's still plenty of time left, especially with Laverne already in the bonus. Is it there 1-1 the rest of the way for Shattuck? Maybe not the rest of the way. It could possibly be 2 at some point, but 1-1 for right now for the Lady Indians is what was a 5-5 first quarter. Was a 10-6 second quarter, a 17-9 third quarter, and we're already off to a much hotter start here in this fourth quarter as the offense is slowly building. The crowd is full here. It looks like the stand's pretty full, mostly full. And tomorrow on Saturday, it'll be even more crowded as we're going to bring you third place in the championship rounds. But we still have Laverne and Shattuck boys coming up after this, and the roof might come off the place for that one as well, especially if it's close down the wire. Right now, a couple big possessions here for the Lady Indians. They need stops and buckets, and all of a sudden that momentum could swing their way. We'll see what Coach Toon has dialed up here coming out of this timeout. He's going to come out in some pressure. A little 2-2-1, a trapping press here by the Lady Indians. And Laverne might get a taste of their own medicine here. Under 5 to play, 36-25. Tigers lead the Lady Indians. Caitlin Long taking her time. They're trying to trap her. She gets it over to Cash. Crossing the timeline. Right back to Long. On the wing, thought about one, drops it in the corner for Sosa. She's going to fire up a three and air balls it backside and balls in the ground and a foul on the rebound. They're going to say out of bounds, so foot on the line. So no foul. The foul is going to be, it's going to be out of bounds, a foot on the line as the air ball came over. But it goes back to Shattuck. And a press on by Laverne and a steal by Leone. Quickly to Cash from the free throw line. Bounces high and a rebound. Jenna Bay and a break there for the Lady Indians. Quickly Bay down to Oakley. Oakley, one dribble baseline. Back outside. Bullard open for three in the wing, and she hit the shot. Big shot by Sailor Bullard. And it is 36-28 and an untied shoe as Coach Toon is hollering, hey, we need to blow a whistle, Dad. Sailor Bullard's shoe's untied. She's going to stop play and tie it. Now Schoaf is going to come in for Woods. Bentley and Brown going to come in. Leone's going to sit down. So it's Bentley, Brown, Cash, Long, and Echevarria for Laverne right now. Here comes the trapping press from Shattuck. Quickly ahead, middle of the court. Brown breaks it. Bounce pass over the corner. We're going to get a long two by Cash. It's going to bounce high. Fight for the rebound. Brown, Bentley comes away with it. Nice hustle coming down and grabbing the board for Macy Bentley. Big rebound there. 36-28. 8-point lead for Laverne. Long drives. Left hand off the glass. Picks up the foul. Shot won't fall. And another attack. It's going to be the sixth team foul on Shattuck. One more, and Laverne will be in the 1-1. That's the second foul on Harley Schoaf. And if Laverne can continue to make foul shots, they could ice this thing. First one for Caitlin rolls in. Shooter's touch. She leads all scorers with 11. Lead back to 9 for Laverne. Could be double digits here if Caitlin Long can make this one. And she rolls that one in. Two big free throws for number 11. Back to a 10-point lead for Laverne. There's 3:50 to go. Still time left for Shattuck. Schoaf now a corner. Sailor Bullard just hit that big three. Drops it back into the corner. Baseline drive inside. Pass by Schoaf up to Oakley, and she missed it. And a rebound by Cash, and she is tied up. It's a jump ball. And the possession arrow right now going to Laverne. A good defense there, but the ball stays with the Tigers and quickly into that 2-2-1 press. Shattuck coming up to go full court. Quickly ahead to Long. Quickly broken by Laverne, like it wasn't even there. And Long picks up her dribble, bounces it over to Presley Brown. And Brown to Cash. 3:25 left. Cash drives. She's double teamed. Puts it back to Brown. Brown guarded by Sailor Bullard. Crossover by Long. Still keeping that dribble. Drives around. Finds a little room. Bounce passes underneath Echevarria. Poked away by Schoaf. Good defense by Harley Schoaf. Fronting Nani Echevarria. That would have been an easy 2 points. Defending that baseline. Stays, though, with the Laverne Lady Tigers. It's going to be lobbed all the way back to the top of the key. And Presley Brown from the perimeter. Gives it up to Bentley. She almost traveled. Crowd wanted to travel. Didn't get it. She just got rid of that pass before she walked. Crossover Long. They give it up to Brown. Laverne not in a hurry. Under 3 to play. They're up 10. 38-28. Cash now to Brown. And Laverne is taking their time. Now to Bentley in the corner. And now they're just playing catch on the perimeter. Echevarria bounces it over to Brown. She shot fakes it. Nobody there. Almost poked away. It's going to bounce right in front of us. And under the score, under our table, it's going to go out of bounds on Laverne. And the turnover. Good defense by the Lady Indians. Going to go back to Shattuck. They trail by 10, but they're running out of time. 2:38 to go. They're going to need some quick buckets. Might have to start fouling before long. It's still the 1-1. Drive inside. Willie Cash tried to fake getting hit in the face. Did not fall for it. Goes over the corner to Josie Oakley. Now top of the key. Sailor Bullard gets a screen from Oakley. Comes around it. Hands it off to Cameron. Cameron gets another screen from Oakley. Set two right there. They drop it off to Woods. Back in the corner to Cameron Bullard. 2:20 to go. Woods trying to bounce pass underneath. We're going to get a kick. Goes out of bounds. Stays here with Shattuck. And we're trying to throw it baseline down that far corner. In a soccer-style move defensively there by Laverne. Drop it off to Oakley. Quick two. She's wide open. Misses that one, but a rebound on the backside by Presley Brown. And back come the Lady Tigers trying to get it across before Shattuck can set up that press, and they do. Drive. Caitlin Long stops. Drops it inside to Echevarria. She hesitates. Drops it back up and in. Great move. Patience by Nani. She's got 6. It's 40-28. And Laverne in front of 12 with 2 minutes to go. And the Lady Tigers can smell it here. Bouncing into Bay in the post. She spins left hand off the glass and drops it in. And there's the Jenna Bay we've seen before. Tough move there. She's got 4 points. It's a 10-point lead for the Lady Tigers in front of the Lady Indians. 1:40 to go. And this one pretty much all over as we're going to get a blocking foul, or charging foul, rather. Bay got set on the block. Long forcing the issue. And if you're Laverne, that's what you don't want to do, is slow this thing down. That is 4 fouls on Caitlin Long. 1 more and she'll be done today. But with a minute 36 and a 10-point lead, all Laverne's got to do is hit their foul shots, take care of the basketball, and they're going to move on to the finals tomorrow to take on Arnett. Bounce to the elbow for Bay. Back outside. Shattuck needs some quick buckets. Oakley over to Sailor Bullard. Minute 20 to go. Indians not really in a hurry here. They get it into Bay. She's double-teamed on that block. Going to get it back up. Oakley for 3 from the wing. That won't drop for her. And a rebound by Whitley Cash with a minute 10 to go. And Shattuck going to have to start fouling here if they don't get a steal. Trying to get some pressure. They throw it into Bentley, and they do get the foul. Oakley running up, trying to get a steal, and runs right into Bentley. That is the 17th foul. It's going to be a 1-1 for Macy. And that foul going to be the 4th on Oakley, so 1 more and she'll be done. But with a minute 4 left and a 10-point lead, It's all over but the foul shots, and I think we're going to get a timeout, your 30-second timeout here by Coach Toon. So with a minute four to go, it's Laverne 40, Shattuck 30. It's a semifinal. Winner going to move on to face Arnett. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout on Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Shattuck, Laverne Lady Tigers, winners of two tournaments already this year, trying to make it three. They're up 40-30. They will move on to the final and get a crack at doing that. To play Arnett, if they just knock down some foul shots, don't turn it over, as Shattuck pretty much out of time here with a minute to go. Although both teams in the bonus, so they can lengthen this thing a little bit. Let's see, Bentley's got a big one-and-one here. All-important first one coming up. Laverne's only losses are to three top 10 teams, and three teams that really could really have the ability to win it all, specifically two of them. Sealing and Hooker are incredible, and they are two of the three teams. Arnett's the other one. So Laverne will get another crack at Arnett as Bentley misses that first one. Little bit of life, very little for Sealing. They got to hurry, though. 59 seconds to go. Screen on Bullard. Comes around. Pick and roll inside to Bay, and then she throws it away. Looking for Bay on that pick and roll. Stolen by Cash, and she's fouled, and Bay says, my bad. And Whitley Cash does not want any part of it. She was not here for that. She gets up, walks right by Bay, and goes straight to the free throw line. That's Jenna Bay's first foul. And Cash. Now that's the first time we've seen really the kind of the fire of this rivalry there. Cash going to shoot the one and one and hits it. The first end of it. She's got 11, one more, and she'll tie Caitlin Long to lead all scorers. 41-30, 51.7 seconds left. Lady Tigers in front of Shattuck, and she hit them both. Whitley Cash has 12. After a slow start for her, she picked it up here in the second half, scoring-wise. Defense has always been there for these Lady Tigers, and for Shattuck as well. Played well defensively. Spin move by Bay, tough shot. It's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. That time, you could tell she took the knee that the brace is on. She leaned on it, didn't quite have the hop she's used to. She's still really getting used to playing with that thing. It's not going to all come back at once. That time, air ball, just didn't get enough leg on it for Jenna. 35 seconds here, pretty much all over but the clock. Press on by Shattuck. They get it quickly over to Bentley. Crosses it over to Caitlin Long, and 26 seconds to go. We'll see if Shattuck just pulls off here. They'll move on. They'll play Balco in the third place game. A ranked Balco squad, so not a whole lot better than drawing Arnett, who's pretty much the favorite here. They're the highest ranked team on either side. Only boys ranked team is Visai. Forgan was ranked, but they had pulled out due to some sickness. And 3 seconds to go. The Lady Tigers are going to move on. 42-30, the final. Lady Tigers come into their rival's house and take them down. They're going to move on to play Arnett. Shattuck drops down to play Balco in the third place game. We'll be back to give you the stats and bring on the boys right after this. It's Shattuck and Laverne, the girls, coming out victorious 42-30. Guys up next here at the Shattuck Shootout on Round Ball Roundup on K101.